I would just like, yeah, good morning. What a wonderful day. It's so great to be on with you today. I tell you what, I'm so excited that the race is coming to the end, you know, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful election day so everybody can get out and vote. And for me, I've been on the campaign trail the last about 22 months. And the theme and what I want everybody to understand is that I have been a proven, effective conservative leader in the Iowa Senate, delivering on lowering taxes, delivering on protecting life, delivering on reducing regulation, helping farmers with expanding ethanol and first-time farmer incentives. And I just want everybody to understand, I've created results, and I've delivered for them. And this is what I want to do in Congress. I want to deliver for them also. I want to listen. I want to be their voice. And represent them in Congress based on all the great things that are happening in the 4th District. You know, in the 4th District, we're either number one or two in every agricultural commodity. We have communities all over the 4th District, and we got to make sure that we expand our main streets and help out the small businesses and then families. You know, our families, we have the principals and the ability to have great education. It all goes with starting with the family. So all these things is what I want to do in Congress and deliver results for each and every person here in the 4th District.
Randy, as you know, a lot of people have already cast their vote through absentee balloting. The statistics show that nearly half of the registered voters have already done that, have already gone to the vote. Is that, do you look at that as being in your favor, or how do you interpret that, the people wanting to do the early voting?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty exciting. We saw this in the primary, that obviously because of COVID, things have changed dramatically where people can ask for an absentee ballot, and actually the Secretary of State sent everybody an absentee ballot so we could vote early. And I just think it allowed so many more people to vote. Now, I was just at so many parades this past weekend, and I heard from so many people, hey, this is the first time I voted. And I was just so impressed by that, of hearing all these new people saying, hey, I voted for the first time. And that's what our civic duty is. You know, our founding fathers set up this country, that we have these freedoms and liberties, and to see people do that, all right, that's what we want to see. So I'm just excited to see the process work. And in Iowa, we've done things in the legislature to create safe and secure elections, even when it comes to voting through absentee ballots. So, you know, it's just wonderful to see the expansion. We saw that again in the primary, and obviously we'll see that in the general.
As you know, we've got a presidential election that between President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. There's also a U.S. Senate race going on with incumbent Joni Ernst, the Republican, and Teresa Greenfield, the Democratic challenger. How much of those races are going to influence your race?
You know, we changed things in our legislature a few years ago. You used to could vote straight ticket, that you just fill out the Republican oval or you fill out the Democrat oval, and that means that it'd be straight ticket that you vote for all those people. Today, we don't have that each individual has to be voted for separately. And I think that's great for each individual, that they can decide who do we want to vote for. And I think each person stands on their own, whether it be President Trump, whether that be Senator Joni Ernst, myself, or other people down ballot. It just shows that people have to get out there and tell their story and tell people who they are and why they should be elected in. And I'm glad our state did that several years ago, because then each person stands on its own for the most part.
All right, and last question for you, Randy. What is it, maybe, is there one item or something that is maybe a message has been put out there that you want to straighten out or want to correct, or maybe it's been a little bit misleading or something that you feel maybe some of the voters are not all that informed about the message that you want to have? So what is the one thing that you want to make sure that people know and understand that they may have been confused about?
Absolutely. Well, just two things. First of all, with my in-laws and my family, we spend a lot of time on the farm, and I want to be the voice for agriculture. I want to sit on that ag committee. The farm bill is coming up in 2022, and I want to be the voice for the farming community. And number two is I want to make sure that we protect Social Security and Medicare. These are promises that the government made, and we all pay into this system. You know, for generation to generation, we pay in, and they have to be protected. To do that, we have to balance the budget. We have $28 trillion in debt right now, so we have to get back to a level footing that we have a balanced budget in this country. So those are two passionate things that I want to do when I get to Congress.
All right. Thanks very much. I've been joined by Republican candidate seeking the 4th District Congressional seat, Randy Feenstra of Hall, Iowa.